The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You watching the Olympics? Well, they said that, or they did kind of some research on actually what it takes to be an Olympian. I mean, do you really sit back? I like watching the Olympics. I don't really get a chance to, but I try to catch some when I can. We TiVo some a little bit so I can watch some of it. My days are just so packed. But you know, I always think it's just interesting, what it takes to be an Olympian. I mean, the mindset that it takes. Are they different? Are they made differently than you and I? Or did they really just start at a young age and kind of be groomed to be an Olympic athlete? And you kind of wonder these things, but it's amazing to watch these young athletes compete and just have such a huge impact. And just, I mean, one little error can cost the medal. So I've always been fascinated with it. But they say that no matter whatever prowess can go into the ingredients in a gourmet meal, this is how they kind of started this. They said the DNA spells out a list of superior ingredients when it comes to an Olympian. So what does that mean? Well, they actually have a couple of things in common, and we're going to go through that. They have skewed muscles, which is the ability in running, swimming, weightlifting, and other so-called non-skill sports comes down to raw power, strength, speed, or endurance, depending on the sport, rather than the training. Bob Grignola, who's a kinesiologist at the University of Southern California, so these forms of athleticism ultimately are determined by genetics. You don't increase the number or types of muscle fibers by training. Whereas most people sport a fairly even split between fast and slow twitch muscle fibers, those are the two different kinds, by the way, the former delivering explosive power, and the latter is the slow burning endurance. Genetic tests show elite marathon runners' fibers or 80 to 90% of the slow twitch variety. If you lack such a skewed set, you'll never run a 2-hour, 15-minute marathon. Sprinters, meanwhile, harbor more than their fair share of the fast twitch fibers for raw power and speed, not something you can easily train for. Studies show, though, that the body's muscle fiber production depends on which variant of the gene, ACTN3, one possesses. Two copies of the X variant of the gene produces a bounty of slow fibers and predisposition to the sport. So anyway, bottom line is you either have slow twitch or fast twitch or a combination of two. But if you're a marathon person, more of an endurance athlete, you're going to have more of one and then, of course, of the other. So if you're more of a sprinter or a power athlete. Now, they're in ship shape. The basketball players are almost always tall. Gymnasts are generally short. Weightlifters are stocky and short. Body type matters in most sports, but even within these general profiles, subtle differences can often give Olympic gold medalists a leg up over the competitor. So, for example, swimming actually generates a wave. The sport is the art of surfacing on that wave. When the wave is bigger because the torso is longer, they go faster. More pain, more gain. He said, but when it comes to sports like sailing, gymnastics, and soccer, one must naturally fit and have the right body type, but ultimately practice makes perfect. And with soccer players in Brazil, of course, they're good. You see kids playing there in the morning, noon, and night. And even yet, in these sports, some athletes may be, by nature, more motivated to keep practicing, often others lose interest. So it all depends, too, on the desire. I don't care what kind of genetics you have, and I don't care what kind of giftings you have. It's very interesting to see kids that have that burning desire to be something great. So along with the genetics that come in our physical bodies, I believe there's also something that is an intangible within someone that has the desire to push forward and really make something of their lives, using their gifts and talents to do something powerful and something that you see easily within this. Now, you see a lot of athletes that push their pain thresholds and have the mental capacity to push themselves to their full potential. Maybe they're processing information differently, said John Williamson, who's a professor at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. He studies the brain's role in exercise and physical activity. And what's interesting is lactic acid is a muscle fuel that gets produced from the breakdown of glucose during strenuous exercise. However, no one yet knows whether a higher pain tolerance is inborn or learned. And here's something I think is really fascinating. They, in studying to be an Olympian, which is what we're talking about, the main ingredients to be an Olympian, number one is they have skewed muscles, meaning that they either have a majority of slow twitch or fast twitch, making them more of an endurance athlete or a sprinter. They're in extreme amounts of shape, meaning that their body type will determine typically the kind of sport that they're actually good at, whether they're tall, short, or stocky. And then they're always one step ahead. Now, recent research shows that top athletes exhibit greater activity in a region of the brain called the insular cortex, or insula, which takes part in the diverse deeds such as perception, self-awareness, motor control, emotion, and regular homeostasis. So it's one of these regions that allows you to process external information and generate an internal response. By anticipating the body's future needs, the athlete's insula generates a physical response in advance. So, for example, he said, if your experienced or trained, your body responds sooner, pumping more blood through the muscles faster and making adjustments in advance that will make running up the hill a lot easier. In one study, Williamson examined athletes riding exercise bikes under hypnosis. He said, we told them that they were about to go up a hill, and their heart rate increased even though their workload had not changed. When that happened, we saw activation in the insular cortex when they were managing the brain. So it isn't yet clear whether insular cortex activity gets honed in by training or it just simply works better. They're still doing the research on that. But what we do know, bottom line, is that Olympians are sick, sick athletes. I mean, just crazy athletes. So keep watching the games and supporting it, that's for sure. Very cool to watch. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Rick in Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville, Kentucky, up there at 105 or Shine 105.9. One of our new affiliates. But Rick in Louisville says this, I've started a summer workout routine, and I want to stay away from sugary energy drinks. Do you have any suggestions to keep my energy levels up while I work out? Just drink water. I mean, there's two things. One is you don't really want to drink anything else but water while you're working out. I really think that even doing some of the drinks that have glucose in them is just, it doesn't fare well. First of all, and what do I mean by that? Well, you can take a protein shake of some kind. Just don't do soy. And you can mix it with like half a banana 30 minutes before a workout. That sets the stage. It fuels your muscles. You won't break down muscle tissue in a negative way during your workout. And then do the same afterwards. And that's a great way to help manage cortisol levels, testosterone, growth hormone. Gives you a great workout. Also helps in the recovery process after a workout. So that's the better way to go. But if you've got your workout going on, you definitely want to stay away from the sugary drinks. Just drink water. I mean, I'm an avid workout person. Always go with water. If you got to have a little bit of flavor to it, you can put a little bit of lemon in there. But I really wouldn't do that. Just go for the water, man. Keep it simple. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out, getwellradio.com.
Yeah. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about a brand new product I've been using that helped my memory and my focus that's all natural called Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain is a clinically studied dietary supplement that's been shown to help improve multiple areas of cognitive health on healthy subjects in peer-reviewed clinical trials conducted at the Boston Center for Memory. Right now, you can save 10% on Alpha Brain and all supplements from Onnit Labs by going to onnit.com/inshape. The best part of Alpha Brain, it is completely natural. That's what I'm a big fan about. Alpha Brain is comprised of earth-grown nutrients. It's non-GMO and contains no caffeine or gluten. Plus, you can try Alpha Brain with no risk. Onnit Labs provides a no-questions-asked 100% money-back guarantee. You don't even have to send the bottle back. That's amazing. Check out onnit.com/inshape. That's onnit.com/inshape and save 10% on all supplements. Achieve a new level of memory and focus with Alpha Brain.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, what are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis? Regardless of what you're struggling with, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. There's always hope, and that's the one thing we don't want you to lose, is hope, realizing that you can change, but you have to be willing to change. And it comes down to your lifestyle choices that you make every single day. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. That's getwellradio.com. We'll be able to take your emails there, make it part of the show, and any information I talk about, from nutrition to supplements to foods, all these sorts of things, you can find right there at the website. Just go to getwellradio.com, and we can check it out there. Let's go and kick it off with Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey. How are you?
I'm living well. What's going on? How can I help?
I work in a warehouse for a popular online retailer, and I'm constantly lifting over 50 pounds and standing on concrete for 10 hours a day. And I was just wondering what I can do to relieve the muscle pain or lessen it without having to take, like, over-the-counter medication, such as, like, Tylenol or stuff like that.
So you've got constant pain from lifting? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, just my arms and my shoulders. I mean, I'm 3 for 10 or shift, just in my feet.
Now, have you been to a doctor and you got some injuries? Is that why you're...
No, I think it's just muscle pain. I've been to a doctor. I've had a couple of physicals to make sure, like, I'm okay to actually do the job, but, you know, the pain's not getting any less. Like, if on my, after a weekend on my off days, I feel fine, but then I go back to work and the pain comes back.
So is it just in your lower back mostly?
Yes.
Yeah. You wear a belt?
Yes.
Support belt. Have you had any type of care from, like, an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician? Have you done any treatments that way?
No.
Yeah, I would look into it.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're doing a lot of physical labor like that and you're putting a lot of pressure on your spine, it'd be good to get one of those doctors that can maybe take a look at you and work on you on a regular basis, just to give you a good foundation. And, you know, from as far as a supplement goes, or, you know, if you're looking for something more natural, I mean, there's obviously anti-inflammatories that you can take over the counter that can be somewhat helpful. But, I mean, they're kind of hard on your liver long term. It's not like you want to sit there and take those every single week. You know, it's not like you're taking a multivitamin. There is a product that's based around amino acids that helps rebuild and lower inflammation in the body. That is a very good product called Amino Active. And so people that deal with a lot of chronic pain, it's got a lot of studies behind it, and it is a phenomenal product used with amino acids. I believe the website is aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. There's no E on the end of that. It's ACTIV.com. But it's a good product. I mean, they're partners with us here on the show, and I not just because they are. That's why I actually partnered up with them in a way, because I've never seen a product. I mean, there's so many products out there. And as far as an anti-inflammatory that's amino acid based, it's just proteins. And it's very easy on the body. And we eat proteins every day. So it's a good product. But more than anything, I would get with a doctor that can kind of work on that aspect of you and make sure that everything's where it needs to be. Because if you're doing all that lifting, you need to make sure that you're not getting any degeneration in the spine, that there might be, you know, some other things going on, and they can check that and keep a good eye on it. But just something to think about for the future, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, you can give me a call right here, or you can go online, getwellradio.com. Resveratrol, if you haven't ever heard of that, it's a component that we find in grapes. And resveratrol is actually the big component that in, when you drink red wine, that is so powerful and so potent. It's very strong as far as heart protective. But what they're finding now in the Journal of Gerontology, Biological Sciences, they actually found that it impaired glucose tolerance. So the researchers at Albert Einstein College of Medicine enrolled 10 overweight subjects, about 65 and older, with elevating fasting and two-hour glucose, and participants were randomized to 1 to 1.5 to 2 grams of resveratrol a day to be consumed for 4 weeks. Now, fasting and at post-meal glucose, as well as insulin levels, were measured before the end of the treatment period, and while the fasting glucose levels remained unchanged after four weeks, peak post-meal glucose levels decreased by an average of 19 milligrams per deciliter, and the three-hour glucose levels also declined. Participants additionally experienced improved insulin sensitivity and a trend toward better post-meal endothelial function. I know that didn't mean anything to you. Bottom line is, they handled their blood sugar better. And pretty powerful when you think about it. Resveratrol is in grapes, and the darker the grapes, the better. So your purple grapes and this sort of thing have great amounts of resveratrol in them. You can take it as a supplement, too. But, you know, again, it's one of those things that, you know, I like to get it in the whole food form as much as possible. It's just a better way to go. Aloe, they're saying, may boost the efficacy of chemotherapy. So if you're in chemotherapy, you're dealing with cancer, you want to check this out. Chemotherapy, of course, has side effects, remains one of the mainstays in treatments for people who've been diagnosed with cancer. But new research is focusing on ways to enhance the efficacy and toxicity of chemotherapy through biological means. Aloe, the plant aloe, actually possesses several anti-cancer mechanisms, contains compounds that stimulate the immune system, control cell growth and replication, and act as antioxidants. Italian scientists conducted a study comparing the use of aloe in combination with chemotherapy versus chemotherapy alone, and they recruited 240 participants with solid metastatic tumors and randomized the participants to receive chemotherapy with or without aloe. The group that treated the chemotherapy with aloe or and aloe has significantly higher rates of tumor regression and disease control at about 44%. Powerful. Really powerful. And so this, of course, was a recent study that was done. So it'd be interesting to see. Not that it replaces chemotherapy, but it was chemotherapy in conjunction with the aloe. And so the aloe may be something that can help. Talk to your oncologist about that. Maybe they've heard of it. We'll be right back.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our food for the day brought to you by Earth Fair. Love the folks over at Earth Fair. Food for the day. Remember, food can be your best medicine in so many ways. But onions. You big onion fan? I am. May not give you the best breath, but it's really, really good for your health. Let me just list some of the things that we know they're good for. They're great for cardiovascular benefits. Unlike the research on garlic, which we all know has, or if you don't know, it has a lot of cardiovascular benefits. Research specifically focused on onions has been conducted on animals rather than humans. In animal studies, there's evidence that onion sulfur compounds may work as an anti-clotting capacity and help prevent the unwanted clumping together of blood platelet cells. And there's also evidence showing that sulfur compounds in onions can lower blood levels of cholesterol and triglycerides and also improve cell membrane function in red blood cells. So human studies, most of the cardiovascular benefits have been demonstrated in the form of overall diet, but multiple studies now show onions to be a food that provides protection for the heart and blood vessels when consumed in a diet that's rich in vegetables and fruits. So there is your fruits and vegetables, especially a flavonoid-containing vegetables and fruits. Benefits of onions in this overall dietary context extend the prevention of heart attack. So there's all kinds of studies now on onions, their flavonoid content, what they can do to be cardioprotective with the heart. They're also really good for bone and connective tissue. So when you're eating up the onions, just know that human studies have shown that onions can help increase your bone density. So get out, walk, do some exercise, take your vitamin D, and eat some onions and increase your bone density. And also be a special benefit of women of the menopausal age who are experiencing loss of bone density. In addition, there's evidence that women who have passed the age of menopause may be able to lower their risk of hip fracture through frequent consumption of onions. So frequent in this context means onion consumption on a daily basis. So, again, food can be our best medicine, right? So in this research on bone density in older women, very sporadic eating of onions, like once a month or less, did not provide much, if any, benefit. That finding, of course, was very expected, but less expected was the finding that it took daily consumption of onion to show a robust benefit in bone density, but nevertheless did show a big deal. So here's the deal. I mean, if you want to increase your bone density, I mean, onions, cut them up, put them in your eggs, put them in whatever food, your vegetables. I mean, you could cook a bunch of broccoli, cut up and stir fry with some coconut oil, your onions, add that in there, and you're going to increase bone density. I mean, that's incredible. Little things in our food. I mean, increase bone density. If I was a postmenopausal woman, of course I'm not, I'd be eating onions every day. I mean, things like this, it's easy. That's a no-brainer for this guy. No, something to think about. It's great for connective tissue, too. Strong anti-cancer properties as well. It's a sulfur that is in the onions that has that extreme kind of cardioprotective benefit to it. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Jeff now. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, hello, doctor.
Good to talk with you, sir.
Pleasure. You know, I'm trying to figure out, I have diabetes, and a lot of foods, for whatever reason, don't agree with me, so I kind of like to keep my diet as pretty bland as I can. Looking to, I got a Vitamix, and for about the last 2 to 3 weeks, I've been having a smoothie mix for breakfast and lunch. Sometimes forget it, and I'm losing weight pretty well. My sugars are doing okay, but I'm just trying to figure out if that's a good way because myself. I don't have to think about what I want for breakfast or lunch. I just put it in there, do it up, and then, you know, consume it either on the road or at my desk or whatever. So I'm just trying to figure out if you think that's a good strategy. A lot of friends I talk with are doing this product or that product or some where they have to buy the meals, and I'm really not interested in that. It's kind of expensive.
Yeah, it is. But you don't have to spend a lot of money and still be able to eat healthy when you're dealing with diabetes. I mean, they're basic type foods that you eat, and you're basically, here's the key. I'll tell you the secret to managing your blood sugar with food. The secret is that you want to eat 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. That's pretty standard. How many times are you eating a day right now?
3, maybe 4 times.
5 is really good. 3 meals a day and a couple snacks. And with a snack, I mean, typically is like a handful of almonds or nuts, any kind of nuts, and maybe a piece of fruit, but not the high sugar fruits, more of the lower sugar response fruits called the glycemic index, like oranges, apples, berries. So you can have like an apple and a handful of almonds. And here's the key. When you eat a meal, You never want to eat a carbohydrate by itself. So you never want to just sit down and eat a banana. Okay? But what you want to do is you always want to have a protein and a fat with your carbohydrate. So, for example, breakfast, you would do a couple of eggs. You can have a bowl of fresh berries. Here's what's going on. You got great protein in the eggs, right? You've actually got fats in the eggs because the egg yolk, and you probably cooked the eggs with a little bit of fat too, like butter or coconut oil. So that is going to manage your blood sugar because the carbohydrate in the berries is very, very low. I mean, the carbohydrate, you got a decent amount of carbohydrate, but it doesn't cause a big spike in your sugar so that insulin, a whole lot of insulin is needed. Then a couple of, you know, 2.5-3 hours later, you eat that snack with a couple of handful of almonds and an apple. And again, the fat in the almonds helps regulate the blood sugar in the apple, carbohydrate in the apple. Lunch, you do the same thing. Make sure you get a protein like a piece of fish. You do it over salad. You do it with some asparagus and vegetables, maybe half an avocado for your fats. And that would be great. And then for, you know, a snack afterwards, 2 or 3 hours later, then you have another handful of nuts, maybe an orange or something like that. And dinner, go with, you know, a meat or a vegetable and then a good healthy fat. So when you eat like that, it balances out and it will help stabilize blood sugar from a dietary perspective. And that's pretty standard out there with what's being taught in nutrition. Now, the other piece is, you know, of course, which I'm sure, do you have anybody guiding you? Like, did your doctor put you with a dietitian or anyone to give you some pointers or tips?
Oh, yeah. They're pretty much saying the exact same thing you're doing.
Okay.
It's just sometimes you make poor choices, so I try to take a lot of the thinking out of it and just try to make it as standardized as I can. So that's the reason I've been doing smoothies for about the last 2 to 3 weeks. Not gotten tired of them. I'm just trying to figure out if I continue on with that, am I going to maybe do something that, or have some unintended results?
No, you can have a smoothie, but, you know, one a day, maybe two, if you want to use those for your snacks, but I wouldn't really make that for a main meal. These snacks.
I'm doing it for breakfast and lunch, and
no,
about 3/4 vegetables and then about 1/4 fruit.
I wouldn't do it. You need to eat whole foods. I mean, if you're asking my opinion, which I think you are.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I would be eating. You need to be eating real food and not blending everything up. Because the slow release, when you eat a meal, it takes a lot longer to digest than when you do a smoothie. Well, when you have blood sugar issues, the last thing you want is food coming in and out very, very quickly. You want foods to digest very slowly. That's why you do a protein and a fat with a carbohydrate. And it takes a lot longer. The body takes longer to break it down. The body, it's just a lot. It's a lot tougher for the body to break down. It's not more wear and tear so much, but it's actually a good thing because you've got a slow release of the nutrients into the bloodstream. When you do a smoothie, everything's all blended, and the body can digest and absorb it easily. And in some instances, that's good. For snacks in between meals, that's good. But for your major meals, your 3 meals a day, I wouldn't do it. I think it's better for snacks. Now, if you're on some special kind of fast thing that you're doing, then, you know, the smoothies are fine. But if it's your normal routine, you know, having 2 smoothies a day and not, you know, in lieu of eating, do you just not like eating, taking the time? You're too busy? You not like sitting down having a meal? Is it just, what's the deal? You think you're being healthy by doing smoothies? What's the motive for doing that?
Well, no, a lot of foods just don't agree with me. Like the eggs don't agree with me, and don't need any real amount of any meat at all, really. Not that much.
And so what's your enemy when you have diabetes? Carbohydrates.
Right.
So you're making yourself worse by eating carbohydrates with no buffering mechanism around it. Proteins and fats slow blood sugar release. Carbohydrates increase blood sugar release. What's the goal when you're eating and you've got a diagnosis of diabetes? You want to slow the blood sugar release, right? Now, oatmeal is better than eating a donut. No doubt about it. It's got fiber in it. That's fine. but it's still going to have some issues with blood sugar relief. So my book's called Empowering Your Health, and I've got all the different food groups in there. You might want to take a look at that, and that will help you along with what your dietitian's been working with you on and come up with a new game plan.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273, that's 866-543-4273.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com. An enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. It is. Lose your money, gain your money back. Lose your health, that's what if you can't get it back? You know, it's the one thing that really is a gift. It was given to you for free. Money you have to work for. Yep, you do. But our health was given to us for free. So what are you doing to take care of your health? Are you coming up with new ways? Are you coming up with a new game plan? Well, we want to help you do that. We can kind of work through some different ideas with you. And also, if you've got friends or family members or coworkers or loved ones that have been diagnosed with something, or maybe they're nervous about something and don't really understand, and you want to get information for them, well, call me right now, 888-283-7272, and we'll dig into it a little bit and see what they say. Let's see now. We'll go to who we have on the line. We got Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
My wife, this has been going on for 10 years, and we finally got a diagnosis. She has a heart attack. She goes in, and EKG shows that she's had a heart attack. But in fact, she hasn't.
Okay.
The diagnosis that she just received is that the right side of her chest wall is caving in, which is causing the heart to tilt or shift or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor, I didn't get to talk to the doctor. My wife obviously did. I don't know what this disease is. The doctor told her it's a very rare disease, and it may require extensive surgery eventually. His answer to this is a CAT scan every 3 months. Is there anything that she can do holistically?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. And I know that's kind of random to say, but, if the doctors are saying that from a more of a natural perspective and holistic perspective, and the only thing you can do when you've got a condition like that, really, is to make sure that her vitamin D and mineral content is at a peak level. Have they checked those?
Well, they haven't. They've done your normal blood count things, but they have not checked her for vitamins. Nothing.
I would have a full scan done, and have them check all of her vitamins and minerals. And I mean, that's. Man, first and foremost, you want to see exactly if she has any nutritional deficiencies, if there's anything like that going on. Because if she does, I mean, there could lie some of the issues right there. I mean, she could have a vitamin D level of 2, and it should be up between 70 and 90, and that can wreak havoc in a major way. And so she's having this condition where it's kind of caving in. You definitely want to find out something's deficient in the body. There can be an autoimmune problem. I mean, there's going to be a lot of issues going on. But I would want to know, I mean, my first thought is, okay, nutritionally, is she deficient at all? And that would be really the first route that my mind would go to. But again, her physicians that are licensed and all that are taking care of her need to be the ones overseeing that. But, that's just my thoughts being a soundboard, that you can always bring that up to them and have them check it out. Again, it's a simple blood test they can do, and it gives great results. But her diet, does she eat well? I mean, what is...
She doesn't. I mean,
okay.
a lot of junk food.
Well, there you go. I mean, you can't have a health... You cannot eat junk food for a long period of time and have a healthy body. If she eats that bad, then she's deficient. Hands down. It's just...
really just the question is, what is she deficient in? And that's where, you know, having those numbers will give you exactly what she's deficient in and be able to help you and give you kind of a game plan of what to do next. But, yeah, I mean, if she's not, if you know she eats junk food, I know it's tough for you because you're sitting there watching all this and you're thinking, well, you know, if you would just change your lifestyle or if there's something more holistic that can be done, like you said. And there is, but really the holistic aspect of this is making sure that her diet is pristine. So if it's not, it's time to get an overhaul. And is she open or willing? Do you think you'd have to really, really push her to do that sort of thing?
Actually, she is a nurse. And
oh, boy.
She's open to it, suggestions now after this thing being...
Going through that? Yeah.
Yes. So with her getting this blood test and finding out if she's deficient in any particular vitamins, is this going to... I guess I don't understand how the chest wall can collapse, as the doctor said. But I guess...
Well, it's kind of challenging to explain. It would take a long time. But kind of the bottom line is, if for example, vitamin D... It's actually a hormone, but we call it a vitamin. And vitamin D is responsible for making sure all the minerals in the body, calcium and magnesium and boron and all these others, are absorbed. And so for bone formation, you have to have certain minerals that are being absorbed on a regular basis, vitamin D at a good peak level. That's how women, when they get older, get osteoporosis, which is like a softening of the bone, and it becomes more brittle. Well, if someone's deficient in anything any type of mechanism that works with the bones at any level, it can cause all kinds of things like that to happen. So again, if the body doesn't get what it needs, it will act in very weird ways. And that's why they're telling you that, you know what they're telling you. I would just ask, you got to be proactive, because you got to understand when I'm telling you this, this is not coming from my medical training. This is coming from more of a natural and alternative, like naturopathic training. So the mindsets are very different in traditional medicine and alternative medicine. I try to give both sides because I believe in both sides. And, you know, you're getting a strong traditional mindset, but ask them if they can just check it for your own information. Many times they'll accommodate that. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
I have been very active and still am all my life, and I sat and tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered Amino Active. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.